I'd like to start this morning with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you for this beautiful day you've given to us and for the opportunity to meet together without fear and to look into your word and to see your goodness. And I thank you for Jesus who made the way out of that miry clay, out of the pit, and just thank you for the life that we can find in him. And I pray that we would all be encouraged and inspired and challenged today through the messages. And just thank you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So for a title for my message, I have The Cares of This World and the Deceitfulness of Riches. And that parable that Jesus talks about that is found in Mark chapter 4. That's where I'm going to be reading from. In Mark chapter 4, I'll start in verse 1, read through verse 20. And he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit, that sprang up and increased, and brought forth fruit, some 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked him of the parable. And he said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, Know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Thinking about this here, I've been thinking recently about that verse 19, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things entering in, choking the word and it becoming unfruitful. I think the cares of this world affect all of us. This parable here is talking about the soil of our heart that the Word of God is sown into. But I'd like to think about how the devil continues to try to grow thorns in a Christian's heart, even in good soil. He loves planting thorns behind good things at times that we do, because it's easy for them to take root and grow without being noticed for a time. And it's easy for our focus to get turned in even a good thing to where it can become too much of a focus and the thorns are easier to pull out of good soil, but it takes a constant relationship with God to keep that soil turned over and loose. It's much harder to deal with unmaintained ground that is choked with thorns and weeds. But when we find that thorny ground in our life that needs to be turned over, we shouldn't become discouraged and think it's too difficult, because we can look into God's word and see his love and mercy and the promises he's made to those that love him and follow him, and the way that he is made through Jesus. I'd like to read out of Leviticus chapter 26. Some promises he made to the children of Israel. Leviticus chapter 26, I'm going to start in verse 3 and go through 20. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. Now I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke, and made you go upright. But if you will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, if ye shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning egg, that shall consume the eyes, and cause sorrow of heart. And ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. And if ye will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain. For your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And it goes on there. But we see that God made this promise to the children of Israel that if they walk in his statutes and commandments to do them, that they will be blessed. I like verse 12 especially. God says, and I will walk among you and will be your God, and ye shall be my people. And also, if you go against God's commandments and turn aside from that you won't receive that blessing of God and experience his peace that he gives to us. I also like to read 1 John 4, verses 9, 10. It's the peace and life we can find in Jesus. In verse 9, it says, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Verse 19 says, "We love him because he first loved us." And also like to read in Hebrews chapter 12. Verses 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." When we see his promises to those who follow him and see the way he has made through Jesus, that it is possible for us to follow him and to do his will, then we can turn over that thorny ground out of a love for who he is and what he has done for us, and out of joy because we know his love. Thinking about the cares of this world in Mark chapter 4, I think this can be our work or other things that we do that become too much of a priority, and it distracts us from our purpose. And that's not to say that many of these things are wrong. Many of these things are good things, but they can get out of focus and take a priority that belongs to God. So just think that we need to first and foremost be looking to God and remember him in all that we do. And the deceitfulness of riches, I think that is when we put our trust in what we have in place of putting our trust in God. And I think all of us would say that we know that that's foolishness, to put our trust in riches. But I think it's good to think about how it says the deceitfulness of riches, because I think it is deceiving. It's easy for me to look at what I have and feel that because of what I have, I don't have to worry about how my needs are going to be met. But I think it's a lot harder to have a full trust in God when we have a lot. And I think that's something that I need to see in my life more, because it's easy to know something and it can be hard to, well, it might be easy to partially know something and not fully know. Then the lust of other things entering in covers a multitude of desires for things that we think will make us happy or bring fulfillment in some way. And these things, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word and it becometh unfruitful. And God desires that we bring forth fruit, and in John chapter 15 talks about that. Verse 2 says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. I also like to look at Luke chapter 3, verse 9. Where John the Baptist was preaching. Luke chapter 3 verse 9 says, and now also the axe is laid under the root of the trees. Every tree therefore which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. And we see that in John chapter 15 that God wants us to bear fruit, and he purges us that we bring forth to, so that we can bring forth more fruit. And just like to leave you with those thoughts and thinking about the cares of this life and deceitfulness of riches and lots of other things entering in, choking the word, and just think about how that might affect your life, because I think it's really big and something that I see in my life, and so I just want to leave that with you. God bless.